Doctor.
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
He's Northwestern Medicine BP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, the pursuit of better healthcare starts here. You know, one of the honors of doing this show over the years is some of my best friends in life have come from the connections I've made on the show. And Dr. Kevin Most is one of them. And I've had a chance to meet the entire Most family and spend time with them. And, of course, the most famous Most, which would be, Kev, Jerry.
Yeah, probably Jerry.
Yeah. Jerry's how old now?
Jerry's in, 6 years old. He's in first grade.
So Jerry and his dad, David, were, I think David's a season ticket holder for the Blackhawks, isn't he?
David is a season ticket holder, yep.
So David was there with his little guy, Jerry, last night. Yeah. And all I kept saying, texting to me over and over again, was Jerry with famous people. Jerry got pictures with everybody. And why not? He's a cute kid and he's a great kid.
Right.
One of the pictures that Doc Most sent to me was Jerry with Adam Burrish. And I couldn't help but notice Jerry is wearing a Blackhawks sweatshirt, but an Edmonton Oilers hat.
Ooh.
So I didn't notice that.
He's got both ends covered. I didn't notice that.
He's an Oilers fan. He knows they're up and coming. Is that what it is?
Yeah. He follows it pretty well. He's pretty amazing for a little guy.
Well, you're going to have a talk with that young man. I will buy the hat. I'll buy the one off his head, and I'll buy him a new one. All right, we got a lot to cover here. Since we're talking about kids, let's start with Halloween. What do you want to tell people?
Well, you know, Steve, you remember when we were little kids, you know, you and I, Dave, were talking about that. We didn't even think about safety in Halloween.
No.
You always hear about an unfortunate incident that happens during Halloween. So it's just kind of a, hey, you guys, it's a couple days away. Let's try to be safe. Let's try to make our home safe. Let's try to make our kids as safe and make it a great, fun day for them.
You want a lighted entrance coming into the house in some form. You know, you want your spooky decorations to be seen, but you don't want a lawsuit because somebody fell on the way in. Obviously you don't want anybody hurt. One of the things I suddenly noticed about flammable costumes, I thought that was something that we put behind when you and I grew up because most kids now are getting the safe stuff.
Yeah, most of the safe stuff, most of the stuff you can buy right now has to be at least fire retardant or fire resistant, flame resistant. But then again, that's the purchased items that you're, the costumes that you're buying. But if you're putting your kid into a costume that you're making at home, be very aware of it, because now we're seeing kids with these very elaborate costumes that parents are making, you know, or they're making at a site or someplace. But we know that we have, unfortunately, people have pumpkins with candles, and we have candles on our porches sometime, and you want to make sure that that doesn't happen to a child.
I'll tell you a sweet story from the wild 70s, running around with my cousins, and one of my cousins took a cigarette lighter from his mom and thought it would be funny to light his brother's cape on fire. It caught fire quite quickly. We ripped it off, and it was fine. He didn't get hurt, and I just remember his excuse. He looked at me, and he went, boy, I didn't know it'd do that. Trust me, your kids, my kids, our kids, and us, we're all idiots when we're kids. So, you got to have these safety talks with them. What about the candy stuff itself? You got to be careful about stuff with nuts and all the things we didn't have to worry about?
Yeah, you really do. You know, obviously, any child who has any allergies, you certainly want to make sure that the child's basket of treats is looked at before. And really, just out of a safety measure for parents, you know, just inspect all the stuff. Unfortunately, we have individuals out there who don't like this holiday, and you just want to make sure that your child didn't get exposed to one of them.
So be careful and make sure the kids are asleep before you eat their candy.
Well, you know, the other thing, Steve, is it gets dark so early now, and trick-or-treating often goes to like 8 o'clock at night. So, you know, something as simple as a reflective tape on their costume, which you really won't notice, but I'll tell you, it really makes them pop. And you can see them in car headlights, and you can make sure that you see them in house lights as well.
Right. I'm telling them not to zigzag across the street.
Right. Or run.
I drive in my neighborhood a mile and a half an hour until I get to the driveway, because kids are running all over the place.
Doc, is there any advice for us who, when teenagers come to the door after the allotted time for trick-or-treating, like at 9 o'clock, and you've already shut off the light? Any
how do you get rid of them?
Do you give them candy? Do you teach them life lessons? And it's a sticky wicket right there.
That is a sticky wicket. And sometimes I feel like if you have candy left, it's probably better to give it to them than to clean off the eggs or whatever you might have to do later.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. A head of broccoli in their bag and you follow them to the curb.
Oh, is that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we come back, want to talk about Alzheimer's. There's an amazing, I don't know if it'd be a coincidence, but a study that's out that ties into the All of Us push that Doc has had before, which I want to mention again. But this looks like it could be a significant breakthrough in Alzheimer's. Let's get to that after this. Back with Dr. Kevin Mills. Doc, I don't know if you watched a Bears game yesterday, but Jim Nance and the CBS crew got obsessed with the family in Care Bears outfits at the game. And we got to find those people. So if you know the Care Bears family from the Bears game yesterday, call us 312-981-7200 or text us. Or if you're one of the Care Bears and you're listening, we'd certainly like to know.
Ooh, the Care Bears song. They were so cute.
That's one of Dr. Mo's favorites. Be afraid when clouds are brewing in your heart. If you can dream, just send a wish out in the dark. Hey, Doc, put that on the list of things we missed.
Yeah, yep.
So... And
Romo was a little sexist in his remarks there, where he's like, oh, look, you know, the woman, she made him dress like that. Now he's on TV. And I was like, how do you know he didn't come up with the idea for that?
Yeah. What's your answer to that?
Don't be bashing.
What's your answer to that, Mrs. Romo?
Yeah, Justin's over here.
We got a conflict in this. Not a Romo guy.
And, Doc, I want to say hi to Steve Shapiro and son, because Ross Cochran and father were at the game with those guys last night. And Shapiro's a great buddy as well from Apt Electronics. Yeah. And I always feel better when I'm talking to Ross. He straightens me out on a lot of things.
So. That explains the good mood this morning. Thank you, Ross. Thank you,
on a Monday,
Ross.
Right?
Yep.
That could change. All right, let's talk about Alzheimer's. This is really an amazing twist. First off, this came from Taiwan.
Yeah. How about that?
So is Taiwan known for their medical records-keeping and breakthroughs?
You know, it's interesting. We don't think of them as this medical hotbed of research, but what's fascinating in Taiwan is in order for you to get national health insurance, you have to be in their pool of data. So they have 99.9% of the individual citizens of Taiwan are in their database. So they have more data than any other country around right now, to be honest with you. And now they're starting to use it and mine it and use it appropriately to find out interesting facts about diseases that could lead to some unbelievable breakthroughs.
And one of the things that's come through on this is because, we've known for a long time that plaque in the brain causes Alzheimer's. We don't know what causes necessarily the plaque in the brain, and it's likely it comes from several sources, but what's the connection to cold sores?
Yeah. So cold sores are caused by a virus called herpes simplex virus 1. And it's a virus that we can get exposed to when we're kids, and it just kind of hangs out in our body. And it comes out every so often when we're under stress, we've had a lot of hard times, something has gone on, and you get the cold sore. People that have had it, they know exactly what it is. They feel that tingling, and the next thing you know, the cold sore is there. What they found in Taiwan is that a large portion of these individuals who had a gene variant plus the cold sores, as they aged, if they didn't have those cold sores treated, they were 2.5 times more likely to end up with Alzheimer's.
Wow. The takeaway for this study and this research really has to do with the fact that Taiwan has a bank to be able to track everybody in their country. Do you see that as a possible thing for the United States to do or other Western world countries when it comes to trying to figure out some of the big diseases we have?
You know, Justin, you hit it right on the head. We always talk about big data and how important it is. You think about the individual with a cold sore. No one's going to make that association with that individual, cold sore, and Alzheimer's later in life. But when you get all this data together, it does. The United States is so far behind on it, but there's a big push right now for a group called All of Us. And it's NIH-funded. They want to get millions of people in this database. And here in Chicago, Northwestern is one of the backers. Rush is one of the backers. So what we're asking people to do is go to allofus.nih.gov.
And
sign up, exactly, and give them part of your DNA. Who cares about Big Brother watching over you and looking at you? This is to help the generations in the future to find out things like this. What if we find that giving a herpes simplex vaccine could knock out 40 or 50% of the cases of Alzheimer's?
Incredible. Now, I don't want to leave this without telling people who woke up this morning with a cold sore or dealing with one that they shouldn't go into a five-alarm panic. So what do you want to say to them?
Yeah, two things to them. One is this is following patients who are older. So this is looking at patients who are older. When we find out that the vaccine, that the virus just doesn't go to the lip, it also goes into the brain. But probably the biggest thing here is that those that are treated have a big decrease in the number. So it stops that virus from getting into the brain, and they actually see a protective side from Alzheimer's. So those of you who have cold sores, talk to your doctor. I can tell you I've had cold sores before. My doctor, Pat Town, makes sure that I always have the acyclovir at home. So when I start to feel that tingling sensation, I take it, and I can shorten the duration and actually eliminate it sometimes.
So is more aggressive treatment of cold sores coming?
Exactly. More aggressive, and I would not be surprised right now if you start to see people looking at vaccines for this.
But once again, cold sores and canker sores, not the same thing, right?
Not the same.
I get the canker sores all the time.
Absolutely. And we have no idea what causes canker sores, because by the time we study it, all we see is the dead tissue in the sores that are on the inside of the mouth.
Right.
Cold sores are on the lips. So
they're caused by different things. Is there any chance canker sores cause negativity? I'm just throwing that out there.
Hey.
I don't know at all. What? Doc, we will hit the appendicitis question that you also were nice enough to include in your notes this week, next week when we do this.
You got it. Sounds great, you guys. Take care.
Bye to Thanks, Jerry. Man.
Hey, I'm coming down to give Andrea her shot tonight, too. So how about that?
Take a picture.
Oh, boy. If you haven't listened to Andrea and Patty and Patty and Andrea yet, there could be a full five-alarm panic on that show tonight.
Great.
So support Doc listening. Thanks, buddy.
Take care.